Masechtas Erevin, Parak Ches, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah now discusses Erevei Chatzeres, different houses that share a chatzer, a courtyard, and they make an Erev to allow themselves to carry from the houses to the courtyard. Specifically, this Mishnah talks about a building structure within the courtyard that has residents that live on the ground floor, as well as there's a ladder to get up to a merpeses, an open porch that has residents from the second floor that have doorways that open up to this porch. So there's the chatzer courtyard on the ground level, and then there's the merpeses, the porch up on the upper level that has other houses that open up to it. And these are considered two separate courtyards that the stairway between them is considered like a doorway between two separate courtyards. They have the option of making two separate Eruvim, which takes place in this Mishnah, or if they wanted to, they can make one joint Eruv. The Mishnah goes as follows. Anshei Chatzer v'anshei Merpeses. If there's people, the residents that live in the Chatzer, the courtyard down below on the ground level, v'anshei Merpeses, the residents that live up above on the porch level, Sheshachlu v'lei Eruv, they forgot to make an Eruv, a joint Eruv together, and they only have two separate Eruvim, so the people upstairs can carry together in and out from the porch area, and the people downstairs can carry in and out from their ground level courtyard. The Mishnah discusses other areas that are in between. Kol shegavaya asar tvachim lemerpeses, any area that's elevated 10 tvachim off of the ground level courtyard's floor is considered part of the merpeses. It's part of the erev of the porch area. And the people from the upper area of the porch can carry to that elevated area and back, but the people down below cannot carry onto that elevated area that's 10 tefachim tall. Pachas mikan, if it's less than 10 tefachim tall, then lechatzer, it's also considered part of the chatzer. It's not exclusively connected to the merpeses, the porch area. It's joined also by the low-level courtyard on the ground level, and since it's joined together, and they didn't make an Erev together, so they will not be able to carry to and from that area. The Mishnah now gives examples of elevated areas. Cholyas habar, if there's a mound of dirt around a pit, v'hasela, or a rock, gevaya masar tvachim, that are 10 tvachim tall, lamerpeses, so these things are considered part of the upper porch area, and one can carry from the porch area to this elevated area. But pachas mikan, if it's less than 10 tefachim tall, this dirt pile around the pit or the rock, if it's less than 10 tefachim tall, then lechatzer, it's also considered part of the lower level courtyard, and then neither one will be able to carry on it because they do not have a joint eruv. The Mishnah now gives a condition to this rule. B'medavar memurim, where was it said that the areas that are 10 tefachim tall are considered connected to the merpeses, the porch area? That's besmucha, only when they're in close proximity. Aval b'mefleges, but if there's some sort of distance between the porch and that elevated pile of dirt or that elevated stone, then afilu gevaya asar tefachim, even if the dirt or stone is 10 tefachim tall, lachatzer, it's considered belonging also to the chatzer, to the lower level courtyard below, and therefore no one will be able to carry on it. Ve'ezi smucha, what's considered close proximity to the porch area? Kol she'in recheka arba tvachim, anything that's no further than four tvachim from the porch area. Mishnah Dalet discusses the placement, where the placement of the Erev Chatzeres was placed. The different people would pool food together, a loaf of bread from each person for the Erev Chatzeres, and it was placed in one of the houses, and it had to be put in a place of residence. If someone puts the Erev, this Erev Chatzeres, Bebeshar, in the gatehouse, or Achsadra, which was a structure that just had four corner posts, and a roof, but no walls. Umerpesis, or put it out on a porch area. So these areas are not considered places of residence. They're not a fit for inhabitants. Einai Erev, that's not a valid Erev, because the air of food is to be put in a place of residence that's fit to live in. V'hadarsham, and if someone would live there, let's say there was one house in the courtyard plus another resident who was living in one of these three areas, so since this area is not considered an area of residence, Einai Eiser Lav, he would not forbid others in the courtyard from carrying, and the other person in the chatzar would be able to carry without making air with him, because this is not considered a resident in the chatzar. Bebeis hateven, if the Erev was put in a storage place that people store straw, ubebeis habakar, or in a barn, ubebeis haetzim, or in a woodshed, ubebeis haetzreis, or in a storehouse, and these places were located in the chatzer, and the food was put there for the Erev, hareza Erev, that's a valid Erev, these places are fit to live in. Vadar sham, and someone who would live there, along with another resident in a different house in this courtyard, so then Eiser Lov, he would forbid the other from carrying in the chatzer until they made an Erev, because this is considered a regular place of, within the parameters of regular place of residency. The mission now gives an exception to this rule. If there's two residents of the chatzer, one of which owns both houses within this chatzer, and he rents, one house owner rents a second house to another person, a renter. So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im yesham tfisas yad shel baal bayis." If the baal bayis, the house owner, the one who's renting out the house to the other, if he still has a tfisas yad, some sort of hand hold in the house that he's renting out, meaning that he still has the right to store his things there. He has his belongings that are stored in the other house that he's renting out on Shabbos. So he's not only living in his house, but he's also using the house that he rented out to the other person. Then Eina Yisraelav, the fact that there's another person renting and living in this chatzer courtyard, he won't forbid the Baal Bayis from carrying without making an Erev, because in this case, since the Baal Bayis still has access and use to the other house, at least for his storage, we consider him the only house owner in this courtyard. Another person that's renting, we consider him like a guest that's staying, and a guest does not make a requirement for the Baal Bayis to have to make an Erev Chatzeres.